This was all so obvious that only a crazy person would step blithely into the trap. Did these imposters think Valen and Gisella were crazy? Or of diminished mental capacity? It was insulting. Or maybe he and his sister were expected to refuse the bait because it was so obvious. But if so, what then? Valen's thoughts began to circle ever more tightly as he sought to anticipate his enemy's anticipation of his anticipation. Cam gave Valen a close look.
Are you all right? I felt a flash of something.
Disgust. Valen positioned his fork underneath Cam's nose. Here, smell this.
That's all right.
No, really. I think it's canned and about 1,000,000 years old. He moved the fork under Gisella's nose. Smell. She grimaced at him.
Don't do this to me. He's always doing this to me.
Valen returned the fork to his plate. A mission like that doesn't call for 2 Jedi Knights. 1 Jedi Knight and a Kowakian monkey lizard, maybe.
That's the point.
Gisella kept her face straight. I'm the Jedi Knight. You're the monkey lizard. Valen made a shooing gesture at her.
Send her to Corellia. Put me in charge of security at some bathing suit charity function.
Gisella grinned at him.
Sure. A Gamorrean charity bathing suit function.
Valen shuddered.
Good point.
Cam rose.
Gisella, 2 hours. Valen, I'll find something else for you to do.
He wandered to the next table, doubtless to impose a series of tasks on the Jedi Knights and apprentices there. Valen relaxed, just a little. He and his sister had passed another test. Gisella would go on her undemanding Corellian run and come back. The two of them would be that much more trusted, that much closer to finding their escape vector off this planet, and onto Namcharios.